Vikings are off to a good start in the season, and when that happens, it's because a lot of the individuals are doing their jobs really well, coming together as a team. One of those guys is our guest right now. It's Jeff Locke, Vikings punter. I'm not going to put you on the spot and make you proclaim that this is your best season. It's my opinion that it is.
Okay.
Do you feel like you're playing well, though?
I feel like game to game, it's my most consistent season so far. I've had games the last couple of years, which is a really good one, followed up by not so good one. So it's been great personally to be able to string together punt after punt this year and be a little more consistent for the team.
When you think about the right combination, a really good punt team,
yeah,
with a really good defense, that,
yes,
can be a good combination.
Yes, it can. I tell people all the time, one of my favorite things is pinning them into the 20 and then seeing our guys running on the field just kind of amped up.
Yep.
You know, they're just like ready to go, high-fiving. So being able to set those guys up is kind of the coolest part of my job.
And a big number for that is punts inside the 20.
Yeah.
And then return yards allowed. You guys are top five in both of those categories. Is that something that you guys talk a lot about in your meeting room?
Yeah, I mean, the first part about inside the 20, just the percentages go way on our side in terms of them actually scoring a touchdown and even a field goal. And then return yards, the way that we punt here and the way that we cover here is all about limiting that big play return. We don't necessarily want to kick it 60 yards and take the risk. We're going to go for the hang time in the net over the gross.
What's it been like kicking in U.S. Bank Stadium?
It has been wonderful. I love that place. Luckily, the owners and GM and Coach Preep have been great about Blair and I going down on our own and being able to kind of feel the turf and get our sight lines and get the feel for the stadium, which has really helped us when we get to be there for home games.
So what do you like to do? I know that you guys went down there before the season started.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times, a few maybe or
more,
but...
Yeah.
During the season, do you guys like to go down there as part of your weekly routine for home games to go down there and utilize
it? Yeah, we will try, especially when the weather starts turning here a little bit for the outside practices. I still want to be able to get my work in. So we'll head down there, and it's just great to get that feel. The more you're in that stadium and kind of see the sight lines and picking out points to punt to, it's even better.
You know, and you had to figure something out for TCF Bank Stadium.
Yeah.
Now you have to figure it out for U.S. Bank Stadium, but you also have to figure it out for road games, too.
Yeah.
Do you keep a log? Like, because you're going to punt at Soldier Field every year. You're going to punt in Ford Field every year. Or can you just keep track of that mentally? And then for those stadiums that you go to not regularly, are you asking your buddies around the league what it's like to kick in different venues?
You get a little bit. I've got some friends that have played in most of the stadiums, so you'll kind of ask them mainly about the grass or if one of the ends is open, kind of thinking about the wind for that week. But in general, I'll just kind of look at the general map and see what way the stadium faces and then check out the wind for the day, and you can kind of get a feel. So this Philly game was extremely windy, so a lot of that was just trying to figure out exactly what it was doing in the game, which we've gotten a little better at over the years.
Your Gunners, at least for the most part the last few games, have also been the two returners for the Vikings,
yeah,
Marcus Sherrills and Cordarrelle Patterson. Have you ever punted and had gunners who were also both returners?
That's a great question.
That's unusual, I would think.
I think it might be pretty unusual, but I am in no way going to complain about that. Marcus Sherrills has already kind of proven himself as one of the best gunners in the NFL, and then it's been a very pleasant surprise, to say the least, for CP to just step up and really just fully embrace his role there. He loves it.
Yeah, and you've had a good perspective on that, you know, because Cordarrelle Patterson was a name that was bandied about very much in the offseason. How can they find a way to use him more? And most people were thinking on offense, and that has happened, actually. He had touchdown catches in two straight games, but he's making plays as a gunner. What have you seen from him? Why has he been able to do that?
I mean, a lot of it's just his speed and then his ball awareness. I mean, if he can get off the line and get going, he can run with anybody. And then what's been really impressive is seeing how he handles the ball when it's bouncing or when the returner's making a move. He's so quick laterally that he can just kind of find the ball and get to it so fast, which is very impressive.
And so if they decide to put extra emphasis on Cordarrelle, that means some has to go off somewhere else, and that helps someone else as well, right? Is that how that works?
Yeah, I mean, they can double both gunners, and then I've got guys inside that can get downfield. They can double one of them, and then I still got a great gunner free.
Right.
So it's definitely could be tough trying to scheme us a little bit with two gunners that can really perform.
There was a lot of noise in the offseason about the Vikings punting situation.
Yeah.
Can it be more consistent?
Yeah.
You never really had a notable quote about that. You just got to work grinded, got better, and now the results are showing. Yeah. What was your mindset when that was happening, and what is it now?
Overall, the mindset is just control what you can control. Mm-hmm. I can't control what's going on outside the building, what's going on upstairs in terms of their mindset on who they're going to possibly bring in. So really, it was just, I know what I did last year. I know the areas I got to improve on, and I just went after it this offseason. And then through OTAs and training camp, I treated every day like a game day because it was game day. So I think that really actually helped me, kind of give me that extra push going into this season.
Your long snapper is Kevin McDermott.
Yeah.
He also went to UCLA, yeah, as did you. Did you guys play together at UCLA?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So you guys have good chemistry.
Yeah, him and I were actually roommates for 3.5 years in college.
Yeah.
So we have chemistry. I've been catching snaps from him since I was 19 years old, so it's been a long time.
And that battery, and I'll throw Blair in there,
yeah,
as well, the three of you, you spend a lot of time during the day. You're in Prefer's office, you're in the field house, you're outside. You three spend a lot of time together.
Yeah, it's people from the outside looking in kind of see like a different language we have together,
yeah,
especially Kevin and I communicating on punt and field goal where we're going to line up and stuff like that. So it's kind of unique. We almost don't need to talk at all anymore to kind of know what we're saying to each other. So it's very cool how that works.
What's the key for the rest of the season for you?
Key for the rest of the season is just taking it one punt, one game at a time. You can't ever look ahead to months, whatever it's going to be. I just got to keep putting punt after punt together, and then results kind of show, and we'll win some games.
Last one I want to ask you about is special teams coordinator Mike Prefer, his assistant Ryan Ficken. You know, they've been here for a long time. You know that.
Yeah.
Coach Prefer has been here since 2011 in this role, and special teams has been very solid underneath him. What can you say about those two, the way they work together, and the influence they've had on your career?
Prefer's probably one of the most knowledgeable in terms of actual like punting and kicking technique out there. A lot of special teams coaches just focus on scheme. But him and I can have in-depth conversations about my punting form, and it benefits me greatly. So, and then Fick's been doing great with the gunners, especially. We've been putting extra emphasis on that, and he helps coach them. So when you see Cheryl's and CP doing their thing, you can thank Coach Ficken too.
All right, that's good to know.
Yep.
Aces and teed up for the troops.
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's going great. I kind of latched on to Aces. We mentor 4th through 8th grade kids in the inner city, and it's been very rewarding. I'm very happy that I got introduced to that program, and I've been trying to go at least once a week to help tutor and kind of mentor some kids, so it's really cool.